and we would also like to keep thoughts and prayers everyone in the community and outside of our community in this holiday season, where, you know, unfortunately some people don't have, you know, as others do, and some people go through some tough times. So we'd like to keep everybody in our thoughts and prayers. Thank you. Before we begin tonight's meeting, we have the high school league's choir. And I know it's been a long day for all of you. They started out at probably 8 o'clock this morning. 7:30 this morning. They've been on the road show. In fact, one of them actually left the road show, sang the national anthem of the basketball game, and then they even came back here. This continues. So thank you for a long day. But the board, I just asked before we start the meeting, we just like to sing you a song, if that's okay.
The first song I'm going to sing for you is a Christmas song.
Thank you. now we have some unsung hero awards from Great Hollow Middle School, and Ms. Bradshaw is here to present. Ms. Bradshaw.
This first introduction is really just a really proud moment for, I think, all the staff to be associated with the wonderful people who responded to a very serious student emergency at Great Hollow Middle School. And so I'm going to turn things over to Principal Mr. Camilio to tell us a little bit about the incident, and then we'd like to recognize the unsung heroes from Great Hollow who responded.
Good evening. It's really a privilege to be up here tonight. You know, working in education, you never know what the day is going to bring us each and every day, actually each and every period of a new set of challenges maybe that we have to deal with. Wednesday, November 20th was no different, and what could have ended up in a horrible situation actually ended up in something very, very good. So on Wednesday, November 20th, one of our students, Tommy Gatto, was eating lunch in the cafeteria. As he was eating, he began to choke. Two of his classmates, Jordan Fine and Giovanni Alperti, saw that their classmate was in distress. They immediately ran to adults in the cafeteria to get help for Tommy. Two of the people they gathered were one of our building aides, Connie Gallagher. Ms. Gallagher got on the radio right away, knowing the student was in distress, and put out over the radio that she had a student choking in the East Cafeteria. One of our security guards, Thomas Buckbauer, was there as well. They immediately ran over to the table to assess the situation. Now, once Ms. Gallagher had put that message over the radio that the student was in distress in the cafeteria, that elicited a response from our building. Our student nurses, Mrs. Guida and Mrs. Brodsky, immediately started running down to the East Cafeteria, along with Assistant Principal Mike Sestaro and myself. As Connie and Mr. Buckbauer were helping Thomas while he was choking, Connie Gallagher performed the Heimlich maneuver on Thomas. By the time I got to the cafeteria and our nurses got to the cafeteria, the piece of food that was in his throat had been cleared, and he was breathing. I know that when I got into the cafeteria and I saw one of our guards and our building aides over the student, I could read the sigh of relief knowing that this child was in good hands and that the situation was going to be resolved quickly. Our nurses then brought Thomas back to the nurse's office to further evaluate him. They called an ambulance to the building so that he could be transported to the hospital for further evaluation from the doctors and nurses at the hospital. Thomas and his mother were transported by the Wisconsin Fire Department to Stony Brook Hospital, where he was evaluated and then later released. Now, one of the most difficult phone calls you have to make is to a parent whose child is in distress, medical distress at a building. We did reach out to Thomas's mother. She immediately left work and raced up to the building. As she got to our building, she was greeted by two of our security guards, Anthony Becchiola and Joseph Gallagher. They reassured mom that her son was fine in the nurse's office. They escorted her into the nurse's office. They did a fantastic job. So, you know, at this point, I'd just like to congratulate and thank everybody here from Great Hollow that was there. They did a fantastic job. It's really a privilege and an honor to be associated with the building with high quality and caliber students and staff. So thank you.
That's what I'm about to do, yes. I'm going to call up each person who was involved to receive a certificate, and please stay up standing here with a couple of board members and Mr. Camilio for a photograph. So we'd like to recognize Jordan Fine, student, and student Giovanni Alperi. Board Tom Gallagher. Mrs. Mary Ellen Vita and Donna Brodsky. Security guards Thomas Bruckbauer, Anthony Vecchiolo, and Joe Keller. And administrators Michael Sestaro, assistant principal, and of course John Camilio, principal of Great Hollow. And I'd like to invite up the Gatto family to join them for this photo opportunity. Thank you so much.
We So many of the audience probably witnessed the IAB competition recently. That was over, was it High School East? I'm trying to remember where it was. Was it West? Visit the Olympic competition. It was a wonderful competition. It's sad that there can only be one winning team. There's so many teams that did a great job. But we have one team that we want to recognize tonight. We asked our director, Mr. Freeze, to come and recognize them. So, Mr. Freeze, I know you're out there somewhere. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. The topic for this year's Business Olympics, this year was our 25th annual Business Olympics, and it was Go Green and Choose Clean. So the students formed their own teams. We had over 200 students participate, and their task was to come up with a product that would be environmentally friendly, so they could either revise an existing product or they could create a new one. And then they had to prepare a whole marketing campaign, and they worked together as a team, and they prepared this campaign, and then they also did a commercial, and then they presented them in front of judges. And what they do is there are seven rooms of students that presented, and then there was one winner from each one of the classrooms. And then those seven winners presented in the auditorium in front of all of the audience, and we had judges there, and then they were then selected as the winners. And the winners this year were Will Aftigan, Mark Ramkis, and Luke Moratori. So come on up, guys.
So we did Clean Kicks, which is our version of Recycled Sneaker, which is, as she said, it's the whole idea of the project, to create something of your own. So we wanted to make a shoe that could have been used entirely from recycled plastic to help the global waste crisis. And as it's all hypothetical, we did have a lot of fun making it. And on the night of performing, it was suspenseful, but it was fun. I can say we all had a really good time putting it together. We discussed the process of making it. We discussed the marketing campaigns used. Outreach to other countries, wanted to offer discounts, some incentive to try to provide for some of the plastic we need to create the shoe. But overall, it was a lot of fun. It was awesome to make the commercial. And overall, it was a lot of fun. Thank you. Okay. We didn't save anyone's life, but we had a lot of fun.
We have several presentations tonight, boy, and sometimes you have so many you have to push some people out actually to the next meeting. And in the video in the competition with this team, our Smithtown famous student Danzy, if you know him, he's the incredible best runner on Long Island we have here, and they utilized him in their video. So, but he got pushed out until next meeting to get an award from us because of the group that won. So, don't tell them I told you. Anyway, so a great job. You guys were incredible. To watch them live on stage, they just stole the hearts of the entire auditorium. The other groups were incredible. So their competition was stiff, but they went out there and they just took it. And kudos to you three and the great students as well. So great job. Thank you. So our next award is a piece artwork award, which is an incredible award and a great, great financial win as well from the students. So I'll let Mr. Bradshaw, and I believe the teacher, Mr. Needles, is here, right? So I don't know if it's just them or you.
I'll say a few words while you come up to introduce your students. We've had a long-standing relationship with Shanti Peace Fund, and Mr. Needles and his students have been featured regularly in the Shanti Art Calendar, which I'm actually going to pass down to the board to look at and see our students featured throughout the calendar. But we have a very, very nice financial award and recognition for one of our students that I'm going to ask Mr. Needles to tell us a little more about.
Sure. Nethany, come on down. So it's a pleasure to talk about Nethany. She's in my AP art class. And she is a terrific designer. She actually just recently won the Suffolk County Youth Bureau Cyberbullying Award as well. And my favorite part is that she's in 11th grade, so we get to see her continue to grow and learn.
Thank you so much. So her work will be featured in the 14th Annual Peace Art Calendar. Just so everyone is aware, Shanti Fund is celebrating the 150th year anniversary of the birth anniversary of Gandhi. So they've made an extra special effort to recognize students and help promote peace through education. Nethany Lindmaus, thank you so much and congratulations. And please just get us some board members come up and we'll take a photo.
Swimming coach, and, right? Is that what we're doing? Yep. We have tonight? Diving and some incredible awards.
Before I get started with that, Mr. Stewart today was an honorary coach for our varsity girls basketball team over at High School East. I can't say they won the game, but he was an honorary coach. But the kids really enjoyed it, the coaches enjoyed it, everybody there really enjoyed it. So thank you very much for coming down for that. It was a great experience for all our kids. We're here talking about our swim program. They had a great year this year. So people aren't familiar with our swim program. We don't have a pool here, obviously, in Smithtown. So these kids are at practice at 5 o'clock in the morning at Hop Up Pool, which is incredible. And the boys program is doing it actually right now during the winter months. But it's a tremendous testament for how well they did for the time frame that they have to practice. So I think we have a sort of Sean Montalvo here, Kurt Barber. I'm not sure if Tom Cornelius here, the dive coach, but this is a swimming and dive program. They went to the last meet that they had for the championship. It came up a little bit short, but they had a tremendous showing in the county competition and also going up to the state competition. So I'd like to bring up Sean, Kurt. Tom's not here, I guess, and then the swimming and diving team. Come on up. Thank you very much for having us, guys. Like Pat said, we had an outstanding year. I believe we are the only fall team to participate in the state competition this year.
Fall team, yes.
So here they are. Okay, so we went up to, first of all, let's start out. We placed second in the League 2 tournament, and we were fifth at the county competition. And we qualified 18 girls to the county competition, and we qualified 7 girls to states. We broke 5 school records, and we won 8-1. The one lost. The one loss shouldn't be a loss, not fair. the team from Northport has the two-time state swimmer of the year, Olympic trial qualifier, and the next best girl in the county also. And these girls put the competition to the very last race in the Los Angeles race. So, kudos to them. Okay, so here tonight we have senior captain, she's a 5-year swimmer, she qualified for counties in every year, Erin Holler. The next two, we have and she goes to High School East, right? Yes, okay. Next we have the Lee twins, Michaela and Morgan Lee. Eighth graders from Great Hollow, they swam in a relay at States. So eighth graders swam in a relay at States, swam 200 freestyle relay at States. Next up, we have Sophia Burns from Wisconsin, eighth grader. She is the county runner-up in the 50-yard freestyle. And she went up to the States and swam 3 relays. She's also a team record holder in medley, 200 medley relay and 400 freestyle relay. Next, freshman, High School West, Leah Treglia. Leah is a 4-time school record holder. She holds a pretty sure, 200 medley relay, 400 medley relay, 100 yard backstroke. Okay. And Leah swam 4 events at States. She swam 2 relays and 2 individual events. She's a finalist in the 100 yard backstroke and 200 yard IM. And she also set a school record at States in 100 yard backstroke. From High School West, sophomore Sage Keselowskis. Sage also swam 4 events at States. This year she set the school record in 100 yard freestyle. And she also individually swam 2 events at States, 100 yard butterfly and 100 yard freestyle. Next up is Olivia Turner. From High School East, she's a junior. She qualified for States and she swam 3 relays. She is a 2-time school record holder in the 200 medley relay and the 400 yard freestyle relay. And last but not least, Haley Butel. Haley is a county champ, league champion, school record holder in both diving events. This year, she's all state, all Long Island, all county. And she is a state finalist for 2 straight years. And she will be diving on scholarship at Towson next year. So we have Haley. Olivia was all state, all county. Sage was all state, all county. Leah's all state, all county. Sophia's all state, all county. And the Lee twins are all Lee. So thank you for having us. We had a great year. And,
get all the parents of our student award winners who are here to stand up and just be recognized as well for sharing your talented children with us.
You hear us talk a lot about master teachers, and you hear that word being thrown around, but we literally have a master teacher tonight, and Ms. Bradshaw is going to explain a little bit about it, but it's an incredible accomplishment, and we wanted to recognize this teacher tonight. So, Ms. Bradshaw?
Thank you. Yes, we've got some incredibly accomplished teachers here in Smithtown, as I think you really well know this, but this is a really special honor. We're going to be honoring Ms. Lee Williams, high school science teacher, and we've invited some very special teachers, also master teachers from Smithtown, from the science and math department. So I'm going to invite you all down along with your director of science, Ms. Laura Snell. We also have teachers, master teachers, Olga Pinocchio, Amy Olandrup, Marianne Shoflin, and Jillian Winter, to tell us a little bit about what it means to be a master teacher and to welcome Lee Williams into the program.
Thank you very much for having us tonight. My name is Amy Olander. I'm a science teacher at Accomset Middle School. The STEM Master Teacher Program is a New York State program. It's a four-year-long program for elementary and secondary STEM teachers. After a rigorous application process, you're accepted. If you're accepted, you're expected to do 50-plus hours of professional development a year. And those hours are obtained through either doing workshops, mini courses, or working with a learning team on a particular topic that you're interested in working on for your curriculum. I'm in my second year as a master teacher. It's been an amazing program. It's given me the opportunity to work with other teachers from other districts to find out what and how they're teaching. And it's given me some leadership opportunities. And most importantly, it's challenged me to be better at what I'm doing. So it's a fantastic journey, and I welcome Lee along the journey. It's going to be fun here.
Good evening. I'm Marianne Shoflin. I'm a math teacher. I'm a science teacher. I'm a math teacher from High School East, and I graduated the program. And I want to tell you, it's really changed the course of my teaching career. One of the most memorable moments is when I joined a professional learning team. So the master teacher program is all about teachers learning together. And I got to work with a cohort of math and science teachers to work towards my national board certification, and that was a goal that I always wanted to achieve, and the master teacher program really helped me with that. The master teacher program is also affiliated with Stony Brook University. It's housed there, so that just opened up a whole new world of opportunities for me, and it will too for you, Lee. And I got to teach science, electrical engineering to high school students over the summer, and that rekindled my interest in electrical engineering, and a lot of those activities came into my classroom and the makerspace that I run with Dr. Winters. And also through Stony Brook and that rekindled interest in science, it just won't leave me. I'm going for my PhD in science education now, and that just started really with the master teacher program. And it's not over when you graduate. When you graduate, they invite you to join the Academy of New York State Master Teachers. So I'm currently serving on the research committee of the Academy of New York State Master Teachers, and I'm working with teachers throughout New York State to research acceleration practices throughout the state. And we're looking at the long-term impacts of acceleration and how that fares with students as they pursue college-level courses and perhaps enter careers in STEM education or STEM careers. So it's been a wonderful journey, and it'll change your life. Just don't get too used to free time.
Thank you, Maria. So I'm Jillian Winter, so I teach physics at High School East. What I like most about the Master Teacher Program was the opportunity to have so many different professional, really excellent professional development opportunities. They were invigorating, they were exciting, they were just wonderful to do. I met and collaborated with physics teachers across Long Island and New York State. I presented with some of them at conferences on Long Island and other places in New York and New England. It's just been an exciting time. I've also graduated, thank you. And I'm now working still with other master teachers. At the moment, we're developing a course to be taught at Stony Brook University for elementary school teachers in physics, so that that would give elementary school teachers a foundation in physics that they need to be teaching as well. Lee, I know that with your love of collaboration and of opportunities, I'm sure you're going to fit right in. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Olga Tinosha, and I'm an earth science teacher at Smithtown High School West. As a New York State master teacher, I was particularly proud to have worked with my Long Island cohort of earth science teachers in developing and facilitating a graduate level inquiry lab course at Stony Brook University. But without further ado, I would like to introduce Kimberly Williams, science teacher at Smithtown High School West, and our district's newest New York State master teacher. Lee Williams is passionate about bringing science opportunities to students, colleagues, and the community alike. She has spent summers conducting research in Panama, Argentina, and on research vessels serving as a teacher at sea for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Lee strives to bridge the gap between scientists and the public by serving on nonprofit. In Smithtown, Lee is proud to have worked with our colleagues to create a space where students are challenged to experience college-level marine science through Stony Brook University's School of Marine and Atmospheric Sciences, and where they have the opportunity to interact with scientists and crews on research vessels. Learning about our Long Island marine life and surrounding waters teaches our students about our areas of fragile beauty. Marine science coursework is hands-on and geared towards all learners. Congratulations, Lee. Being selected as a New York State Master Teacher is a true achievement and honor.
Instead, I would thank curiosity, innovation, and reaching all learners. So thank you.
Okay, then we're going to move down to item, I believe, is D under the superintendent's report. Upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, be it resolved that the educational law 3012-D aligned APPR plan revised November 2019 is hereby approved, ratified, and adopted.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Opposed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now I'm going to move to item B. This is about an MOA for two teachers of the deaf for extra period coverages. On recommendation of the superintendent of schools, be resolved that the attached memorandum of agreement by and between the Smithtown Central School District and the Smithtown Teachers Association dated December 4th, 2019, be ratified and approved.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed unanimously. Motion to accept the receipt of claims orders report. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed unanimously. Approval of minutes of November 12th, November 13th, November 26th.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed unanimously. Correspondence.
First letter of education from the Assembly of George regarding presentation of Bill S-298B, which can be mandated, being similar to letters from concerned parents also attached. Two is a letter to Jeremy Cove and Mr. Dr. Foster regarding conflict of interest in the school district elections.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed unanimously. Yep. Okay. I ask the board to approve items 11 through 18 on the consent agenda. Does any board member wish to remove any items from the consent agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, items 11 through 18. All in favor?
Aye.
No, I'm sorry. Motion.
Okay.
Sorry. Motion. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed unanimously. Okay. So we had on that consent agenda, we had two probationary teachers, my director, Caitlin Fosgrove of Family Consumer Science and Lauren Hoffman in Science. And we had a part-time teacher, Paula Radman Gonzalski, in foreign language. So we'd like to welcome them to our family. Resolution for determination of appeal of suspension. Be it resolved that the Board of Education, having considered the appeal of a suspension of a particular student whose identity has been made known to the board in executive session, denies the appeal and upholds the suspension imposed by the superintendent of school, and it be further resolved that the district clerk shall communicate the decision to the student, the parent, on behalf of the Board of Education, along with the statement of their rights to appeal this decision to the Commissioner of Education. So, motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed unanimously. Do I motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed unanimously. Thank you, everyone, for coming.